Commissioning a ductless mini-split system. A start-to-finish commissioning sequence for a ductless install. Verifying mechanical and electrical work. Releasing charge. Running the system and documenting performance so you know the install is right before you leave. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Commissioning is the difference between it blows cold and I proved this system is installed correctly and performing to spec. It's the structured walkthrough you do after the line set is tight and evacuated, where you bring the system to life. Verify every subsystem and record numbers so a future tech or you on a callback has a baseline. A mini split that was hung straight, but never properly commissioned is a warranty claim waiting to happen. This is the last thing you do on an install, and it's where a pro separates from a parts hanger. How it works. A ductless system has more smarts than a conventional split, calm wiring, an inverter board, an EVE, multiple thermistors. Commissioning confirms all of those talk to each other and respond correctly under real load. Because the board manages charge dynamically, you're not setting superheat by hand. You're confirming the install conditions the board assumes are true. Correct charge for the line length, clean airflow, tight calm, proper drainage, and a system that achieves a healthy temperature split when commanded to run hard. In the field, run it as a sequence and don't skip ahead. Before you open the valves, confirm the line set passed its nitrogen pressure test and held a 500 micron vacuum with a passing decay test. Verify electrical, correct voltage at the disconnect, correct breaker slash mock per the data plate, ground intact, and the comm wire landed exactly per the terminal markings. Polarity matters. Confirm the condensate path, gravity drain pitched correctly or condensate pump tested by pouring water through it. The indoor head's drain pan outlet must be clear and the line pitched away. Check the mounting. Indoor head level slightly tilted toward the drain if the manual calls for it. Outdoor unit level and on a stable pad slash bracket with service clearance. Releasing charge and first start. Open both service valves fully backseat with the proper hex key, then replace the valve caps to their torque. The caps are a secondary seal and a leak point if left loose. Add trim charge for line length over the included base, per the data plate grams per foot. Power up. Watch for any immediate fault codes on the head or via the LED blink pattern on the outdoor board. Running verification. Command the system to run hard. Use the test slash forced cooling mode if available so the compressor goes to a known high speed instead of modulating down on a mild day. Measure the supply to return temperature split at the indoor head once it stabilizes. Verify airflow direction, fan ramping, and that the louvers sweep. Confirm the system holds set point and the compressor modulates down as the room satisfies. Proof the control loop works, not just the compressor. In a multi-zone, run each head and confirm each one independently controls and that the outdoor unit responds to combined demand. Document and handoff. Record voltages, running amps at a known speed, temperature split, line lengths, trim charge added, and any model slash serial numbers. Leave it with the customer file. Normal values and targets. Cooling temperature split supply vs return at the head. A healthy ductless in cooling typically pulls roughly 15 to 22 degrees split once stabilized in test slash high mode. Lower split can mean low charge, low load, or airflow issues. Much higher can mean low airflow. Vacuum baseline. System was released into a no more than 500 micron vacuum that passed decay. Non-negotiable before opening valves. Voltage. Within the data plate range commonly 208 to 230 VAC single phase for residential heads, confirm it's not sagging under start. Trim charge, per data plate, often in the 12 to 20 G per foot neighborhood over the included base length, use the printed figure. Valve caps, torque them light values, but they seal. A finger-tight cap weeps, common faults and what they mean. Fault code on first start, comm wiring miswired or reversed. A thermistor unplugged. Or a valve left closed. Closed valve equals compressor pulling into a vacuum or pushing against a deadhead. Shut it down and check the valves first. Weak temperature split in test mode. Undercharge, forgot trim charge or have a flare leak. Restricted airflow filter film slash shipping plastic left on. Blocked head or an EDV not opening. System cools but won't modulate down slash runs full tilt forever. Sensor or control issue. The board isn't seeing the room satisfy. Check thermistor placement and set point. Water on the floor under the head, drain not pitched, plugged, or condensate pump not wired slash tested, found at commissioning, not on a callback, if you tested it. Tech tips and gotchas. Forced slash test mode is the only honest way to commission on a mild day. If it's 60 degrees out, the unit will idle at minimum and your split will look weak even on a perfect install. Command it high, replace and torque the valve caps, new techs leave them off or finger tight, that's a slow leak the customer finds in August. Confirm the outdoor service valves are fully open. A partially open valve starves the system and mimics undercharge. Guys chase a charge problem that's a half-turned valve. Photograph the COM/power landings before you button it up. If it faults later, you can verify the wiring remotely. Pour water through the drain pan to prove condensate flow before you leave. 2 cups of water now saves a ceiling later. Leave the numbers behind. A commissioning sheet with the baseline split and amps is what lets the next visit diagnose drift instead of guessing. Safety/code notes. Confirm disconnect, breaker, and conductor sizing. Follow NEC Article 440 and the equipment's MCA/MOCP nameplate values. Condensate disposal must follow local plumbing/mechanical code for termination and, where required, a secondary drain or float switch. A 2L systems carry minimum room area/charge limit requirements per the listing. Verify the install location satisfies them before charging.